TPN, what's up? It's Adam again. A lot going on in the world of aviation. I hope everybody out there is doing really well, flying around this wonderful pale blue dot and killing it wherever they go and whatever they're doing. I figured that I would reach out to everybody and do a tap the brakes, hold your horses, whatever kind of podcast that needs to be heard, because I know there's a lot of craziness happening. It's happening with us, with TPNX. It's happening in the industry at large. And I've had a couple friends come up to me who are a little worried or who are pivoting off certain things. We've seen a couple things just with people coming, attendees to TPNX, changing their mind, volunteers as well, because of certain airlines not being able to or not attending any longer because of the way that their future hiring might look or however that case might play out. I'm not really sure. Can't really give full details on that stuff because, one, we don't really have them, and two, we're not really privy to say. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, we'll just jump right in. We'll start with the TPNX stuff, like the news and notes, admins, details of what's going on. So TPNX, the Pilot Network Expo, on the 19th and 20th of April in Minneapolis at the Minneapolis International Airport's Intercontinental Hotel is where we're hosting TPNX this year. We originally had signed on Delta Airlines way back when, and I think I want to say it was like August, September, somewhere around there, with some initial discussion. They have changed the way they're going to be doing some business this year in 2024, and through conflicting interests and what they're going to be doing with their hiring plan, decided they couldn't join us any longer for TPNX 2024. It was a real bummer. We love working with the folks at Delta. It's an awesome airline, awesome people. And it was truly unfortunate that they can no longer support us for 2024. We're hoping to see them back in 2025. The same group of people, same great group of people, and even a bigger, brighter future for airline pilots, both future, present and future at Delta. As far as that's concerned, though, Southwest, who is taking a pause on 2024, is still coming, doing meet and greets and all that kind of stuff. I think they want to build up their cache of people. And in this industry, just because you hear the word pause doesn't mean it's paused forever. It may very well come back at any time. It's the way it works. A lot of us are new in the airline industry, and they are changes happen all the time. I'll get to that a little bit later on. United has pushed pause, but they are still attending TPNX, as well as American does not press pause on any hiring. It still looks like they're going pretty full bore, and they're still attending. All of the other folks and airlines who've said who've committed are still in planning on attending, and we've gotten a couple more recently. You can see on the website at www.thepilotnetwork.com/TPNX if you're so interested in stopping by there. You can still get your tickets. There's still some tickets available, and I think that'll be changing as the time goes on. Hopefully, there won't be very many left in a little bit to tell you about. Also, I know the app for the 1v1s is coming up or has been released in some small sectors. Anyways, with that said, kind of that's an overview of some of the 35,000 foot view TPNX stuff. There's going to be another podcast that's going to hit all the FAQs coming up with Matt and I, and that should be around the 26th or so of March, should be released around then, along with an article and some really good stuff for the email for all of those who are out there. Getting the attendee emails. And if you want to be on the newsletter for the Pilot Network, just go to thepilotnetwork.com. You can set up for there. Okay, that is a lot of admin and a lot of self aggrandizing and marketing, but it has to be done. Now that we're done with that, let's talk some industry stuff. So let's talk about slowdowns. I wanted to bring a couple folks on to talk about this, but unfortunately, nobody was available to do it right now. We're going to have somebody really special guest later in the week. And from there on, we're going to get into some of the podcasts that we did last year pre-TPNX with specifically folks who are in the hiring industry and talk directly, or in the hiring teams in the airline industry, to talk directly about what people can do to prepare for TPNX, and then also what they can do to prepare for their interview possibilities and CJOs and all that good stuff in the future. But right now, my take on what's happening in the airline industry. There's a lot out there. A lot of people are saying a lot of different things. This is what I see as an insider, somebody who flies airplanes in the airline industry, and somebody who does the stuff on the side with the pilot network. Tap the brakes. Hold your horses. This is a cyclical industry for you new folks out there. I consider myself new. I've only been flying airplanes for 20 years. I've only been in the Part 121 passenger carrying world for 9, and I've only been in the airline industry for about 11. So I don't consider myself an aged vet. I do not consider myself a rookie any longer. But with all that being said, this is a cyclical industry. Do your research if you haven't yet. You can read Flying the Line. You can read historical reports. There's some really good websites out there. Free plug for airlinesalary.net, I think, maybe .com. Either way, I'll post that in the show notes so you can see it and go take a look. There's a lot of historical value there as well. Also, over at Airline Pilot Central, there's a lot of good historical value in the forums that you can read through if you have time. That's going to take a lot longer because it's a little bit more challenging to sift through, because there's just so much anecdotal and evidence-based histories of airlines that are out there. With that being said, there is the old adage of airlines hire till they furlough and furlough till they hire. It's not really true, but it's a funny little anecdote to talk about what we're seeing now. It's a pullback to a slightly more normal hiring style for airlines that have retirees that are retirements that are still happening, some more than others. There's a shift in the way some airlines are operating. There is the issues with Boeing. There are airlines that are having trouble getting airplanes airborne due to engine issues and hull replacements because, well, there's a lot of demand for airplanes and there's not a lot of deliveries happening. So all these things coming together are causing an industry slowdown, in my very humble, very non-expert opinion. I'm sure an economist could do a lot better on the economics of the airlines. A person on the inside who knows all about hull replacements and all that stuff and engine purchasing and the logistics of all this, what's happening, we could have an FAA expert on. These are all things I want to do. So if anybody's listening, shoot me an email at heyguys@pilotnetwork.com, and I'll go find these folks. If you have somebody who knows somebody in that, normally I don't beg, but I would love to have an expert on in each of these fields to discuss what they see going on in the industry. Now, my crystal ball has been broken or smashed along with my magic eight ball for many years. But the way I see it is the demand is still there from what I'm reading. Maybe there's a softening for some domestic demand, but international demand is through the roof for the summer from what I have been told. And with that said, and what I've read too, that to me tells me that it's a still strong industry standard that they have to meet. So this may slow down, but it's not going to end. The airlines may not grow like they planned on, but who knows? None of us really know what the next 18 months to 2 years. Maybe we can see the next 6 months a little bit better. I can't, but maybe some other folks can who are firmly rooted into this research portion of that. But just from my kind of Monday morning quarterback chair, I don't think there's much that we can do. Well, obviously we can't do anything to change it, but there's not much that they necessarily can do to change it either. Market forces are market forces, right? And those market, that we're not just talking economical market forces here, we're talking across the whole spectrum. If you want to get a good basis of understanding, a little plug for Freakonomics Radio podcast, Freakonomics Radio. I was lucky enough to be a guest for Mr. Stephen Dubner and the Freakonomics team about a year ago on their three-part series on a podcast. They featured the head of the FAA, the head of the American Flight Attendants Union, not American Airlines, the AFA, the entire, I'm blanking on the name, but the AFA, the governing body for Flight Attendants Union, and CEO of Delta, Ed Bastian. They also, that was the episode I got to do as a, basically talking about airline safety. And that was episode 2. But episode 1 and 3, 1 talks about airport operation and everything behind it, and episode 3 talks mainly about economics of the airlines. It's very in-depth. It's very intriguing. I actually loved the episode. And my episode, whatever, it was cool to be on it, but the first and the third episode to me are the two most interesting to pilots because it's something that we don't necessarily get a full background in or see every day in our career field. With that said, it was a good primer to see what the economics and how airlines will go up and down. And to be completely honest, what I feel most comfortable with is it seems to me the efficiency, the way the airlines now are operating, is they see stuff a little further out than they used to. And there is going to be less of a giant up and a giant down cycle, unless we have obviously another black swan type event. The thing that a lot of people talk about is the two black swan events that they've seen in their career now, 9/11, pandemic, 3, if in the Great Recession of 2008. A lot of people were affected by that in one career length, and most likely we're going to see something again at some point. But the reality is that it seems that the cyclical high, super highs and super lows hopefully might be tamped down by airline efficiency. And a lot of that is technology-based, operationally-based. The way we operate is just a little more efficient. Contracts are more mature than they were in the past, and they're allowing for more operational efficiency within the airline. So it seems. Again, this is from one pilot's perspective. I'm maybe more optimistic or hopeful that that's the case. I could be wrong. But with all that said, the idea is to just provide a little bit of context from my point of view and to take a step back, breathe. If you're in the application process, it doesn't mean you should shut everything down. It also doesn't mean you should become myopic and say, well, if this airline's done and they're my number one, I'm not bothering to apply there. I'll go somewhere else. I still think that you should prepare, just like you always prepared, that if my dream job is not available to me, I'm going to go and try to get on somewhere else. Because once the music does stop, or if it does stop, you want to have a chair. That is one thing that I do truly believe in. I'm not saying it will. I'm just saying that that is always a safe bet. A job is better than no job at all. And to look past that is something that is not necessarily beneficial in the long run. If you're going to try to wait for the one call that you're hoping for and not go out and look elsewhere, that could truly be at your detriment because that call may never come. And I don't want anybody to be in a situation where the music does stop and they're unable to secure a job that they want at a major carrier or a carrier of any kind and not have really anything and then go into desperation mode. With that said, this is a really great time for you to put all that past, and this is kind of the summary of what's happening with TPNX, what's happening in the 121 industry as a whole, and then what's kind of happening at large in aviation outside of 121 and all the other jobs that are out there. If you are interested in one specific type of flying, it might behoove you to look beyond that and take a look at what else is out there. There are lots of other opportunities in aviation that you may not realize. We have kind of delved into this a little bit. I'll tell you straight up, Matt and I didn't really understand this before we started TPNX. And we started to see these other opportunities that might benefit people a little bit more so for where whatever stage of career they're in their life, to go fly for a different outfit for a while, or maybe that becomes their career choice. I think that this is that kind of shift right now, albeit not tectonic. It's not huge. It's a small shift when you look at the big picture of the way the airlines hiring trend has been happening. I think this small shift should give you an opportunity to look deeper into what else is available to you and what might benefit your career going forward. The fact of the matter is there are a lot of places that are still looking for highly qualified pilots and good people to come work for their airline or their carrier or their small operation. And you might just find something that fits your needs and the needs of your family more so than you thought, because you kind of took the blinders off and said, okay, I'm no longer going just for airline X. I'm going to open my aperture and look across the board. I know I probably sound like a broken record. I've said this before, but I really want to drive that point home, because that is what we do as pilots. We kind of pivot very well, and we're really good at making decisions based on limited information that we have, running our checklist, whether it's internal or external, and creating a solution to the problem that we have, and then going out and enacting that solution and executing. I think this is an opportunity for all of us to take inventory and kind of go through that process again. Whether you have the job, the dream job, or wherever you're at, is to maybe take some inventory and see, okay, is this a canary in the coal mine? Is the industry going to change drastically? And it probably will, right, in the next 20 years. Maybe it drastically changes the next two. So maybe it's time to squirrel away a little bit more money, or see what our lifestyle is and start to tamp that down, or take that upgrade that we were going to pass on, that kind of stuff. So it's an opportunity to look at our career and our life as a whole, and then make a plan to execute going forward. I'm reading a great book right now, Thinking in Systems, and it is teaching me how to break stuff down in a different way than I ever did before. Where from now, instead of looking at it like, okay, how do I tackle this? I go back and go, is there a system I can implement to be able to better execute so I can become more efficient and more effective with solving an issue or a problem? So far, I've seen some results. They're basically preliminary because, well, I'm like halfway through the book and I'm just kind of putting some of it into play. And frankly, some of the book is beyond my level of understanding because I just not that smart of a guy. What I have realized is if I do that, I think in a system type mindset, I can then start to work back the problem, reverse engineer it, and go, okay, where do I want to end up and how do I want to get there? And maybe getting there is no longer, okay, I'm just going to get on with a major carrier and then, you know, put money away and work my butt off and figure that out. Maybe there's a different methodology that I can employ, and these little basic rudimentary systems that I'm setting up for myself are helping me figure that out. That is different from me to the next pilot that's out there. So I encourage you to just take a look at different mindsets and ideas to best counteract whatever, I don't know, stress is coming into your life because of what you see as a shift in the industry. So again, kind of in summary, we are seeing a shift. It's not tectonic, and that's causing some changes with what we've done with TPNX. Nothing major aside from Delta being unable to join us, unfortunately. We've also seen that there is an opportunity here. I always try to look at everything as an opportunity, that it's we can look at different ways to best serve the pilots at TPNX. We can also look internally for ourselves in the best way to help ourselves get to where we want, what that end state is, whatever that end state might be. And it might shift. I know mine has routinely throughout my career. I'm sure yours has too. With all that said, I still want to know that we got your back. We're supporting you. Our partner companies that are out there, they're all about supporting you to get to where you want to be. And if you have questions or you're concerned, you can reach out to us directly. Hey guys at thepilotnetwork.com, through the socials, however you want to get a hold of us, please do so. We want to help you get to where you can be comfortable in your skin as a pilot to make those career decisions that are best for you. Whether that's in your current position or trying to get a new position, trying to figure out, hey, I don't know, I don't have the right tax guy, investment guy, all this stuff set up. We don't know those things, but we're trying to partner with people who can bring you the best of those worlds and make you a more informed individual before you make decisions that can change the trajectory of your career and your life. With all that said, again, hey guys at thepilotnetwork.com for concerns, comments, critiques, complaints, or whatever else you might want to throw at us. TPNX, check it out, www.thepilotnetwork.com/TPNX. And as always, keep the shiny side up, the greasy side down. Fly safe, everybody.